This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to do everything we can to help you out today. Now, we were talking about this earlier. I said I was going to talk about it. We had some calls. I've had a few emails recently in regards to rabbits taking over the area. Now, there's a lot of great repellents out there. Bonite has a great rabbit repellent, deer and rabbit spray with a liquid form. There are some granular forms. There's some scare tactics, etc. There's a bunch out there. One product I like to use, we talked about it earlier, would be dried blood. Dried blood does scare some rabbits away. There's a product that at Mahoney's where I work, we sell. It's called Rabbit Stop. And one of the reasons why I like it so much is our manager for the we call it our barn, which is where all the fertilizers, the those types of products are, the repellents are. He used it at home and literally watched rabbits come close to that area and just turn around and run away. It just kept happening. He'd be watching out there because, you know, he wanted to see how the product worked. And he'd be looking at it, and all of a sudden, the rabbit would be showing up and just run the opposite way and wouldn't go near it. So, you know, I think it's one of those products where it had a great, has a great record to it. Again, the thing that I really like about it, one of the major things that I like about it, is the fact that when it gets wet, it actually enhances it and gets it a little bit stronger. So instead of just being, a product that you have to put on multiple times, this would be a great one where it'll last up to, I believe, 30 days, and water enhances it. They actually tell you to water it in. So that's something that I like. So that's one of the things I'd bring up for any rabbit. They have a deer stop as well. That's a good one. But again, any of the Bonite products are really good to use, but just some thoughts for that, because we're noticing a lot of that wildlife coming out now. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Another email that I received this week happened to be about a weeping cherry. And there were no leaves at first. It finally started to leaf out, but it has some growth suckers at the base in two spots. They wanted to know, should I break them or prune them off? What I'd like to see Carol do here is to prune them off, get rid of them. The sucker growth is only taking water from the plant. Anytime you see suckers on the lower part of, like, a weeping cherry or something along those lines, get rid of them. They're not helping, so definitely prune them off. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right there. Nathan, who's up next?
Frank's in Pennsylvania.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
My problem is in the wintertime I go to Florida and I plant tomatoes and bell peppers. The plants come up and the flowers come on, but I don't get any tomatoes or bell peppers until like April. So I don't. They don't grow in the winter. How do I make them grow?
Are you using grow lights? Or are you just keeping them in windows?
Oh, they're out. They're outside.
And, in Florida.
Yeah, in Florida.
Okay.
Okay. I have great soil, and I fertilize. The plants come up, but they don't get healthy and bear fruit.
Right. When do you start, and when do you get down there to do that?
I plant the seeds. I go by seeds, and I do it starting April, November 1st.
Okay. And then you. So January down in Florida has some cold periods and kind of slows the growth down, depending upon where you are in Florida.
Sarasota, yes, January is the cold month, yes.
So that's going to slow them down a bit. Okay, they're going to start to pop growth, you know, in that November, December, when you're starting from seed, they're going to start emerging from the soil, becoming a little bit stronger. But the thing with January is it gets colder there. I mean, my brother lives in the center of the state in a town called Ocklawaha, which is in the right by the Villages. For anybody who knows Florida, knows where the Villages are. Anyways, I've been down there in January where it got about 29 degrees. So they can get some cold down there, and I've seen that happen. And what that does for anything that's established out there kind of shocks them a little bit, slows them down. That is going to slow down the production for later into the year. So you're kind of looking at it as like a maybe 3-4 week interval of slowing down the growth. So you're, you know, instead of say, you know, depending upon the variety, they'll usually say about 60 to 90 growing days. So if you start the middle of November, it'd be middle of December, middle of January, middle of February. Now you lose about a month. So you're looking at the middle of March to the beginning of April. So it's almost right on time. So what you could be doing is knowing that some of that those temperatures are going to happen, and take a look at the weather using like a frost protection blanket over the plants, or putting some like straw, or excuse me, some like salt marsh hay, which you can't really get in the Florida area. It's more of like a New England thing, but something to pack around the plant to keep it warm on some of those nights. There's a frost blanket that you can cover the top of it, and you just leave it on for the night when it's going to drop those temperatures, or even during the day. Sometimes it is cold during the day there. But it's about, you know, not having it have that shock pattern going back and forth, and that's really what's pushing that extra month. So, you know, it'll warm up in February. You could get some 80s, 70s, 80s, and you'll start to see more growth, get the flowers. So that's what I'm thinking the problem is, because it does get some of that cold weather.
Well, is there any other crop that I could plant starting in November that I would be able to harvest through the winter? Any rows like that would grow? Because like I even got tomatoes on it at Christmas time, and they never grew.
Okay.
I'm looking for something else to plant. I love a garden where I love to eat stuff. My mother used to plant flowers, but I love the stuff you can eat.
Yep. Well, I understand. So there's some products out there that are cold weather. The cold, you know, they call them the cold crops. The cold crops are some good ones to be looking at, where it'll take some of that cooler weather. I'm trying to think which ones we're looking at, which plants. You know, lettuces are definitely cold crops. There are some of the root crops, like your carrots will do some of that because they're below ground. You're looking for that cooler temperatures there. I'm drawing a blank here. Some of the like broccolis and cauliflowers can go early. So if you're doing those in, you know, November, giving them a couple months into January, Trying to think what else. There's
strawberry season seems to come early there. So how do they do for the winter time?
What was it? I'm sorry.
Strawberries.
Well, so, you know, they're looking for some of that heat to pop up to give them some of the strawberries. So maybe it's, you know, getting, they might be a little bit later in that. Protecting them during that cold period might actually get them to pop, because I've seen in February, like I said, get warm down there. You know, so those would be fine to do. Just protect them a little bit. Trying to think if there's anything else. I'm drawing a blank right now. I know what they are normally, but you know, your broccolis, cauliflowers, cabbage, lettuces, radishes, some carrots would be all right to be putting on there. Just all your different types of onions. Might do well for you. Those are just a few. I can look up a few others during the break. Brussels sprouts is one. That was one that we loved growing in Maine. That we, once it got cold, it was actually even better. Those are just a few. After the break, I can get you some more answers. But hopefully that helps you out, Frank.
Okay, that gives me a lot of fun.
All right, Frank. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I said I was this morning when we opened up, I came back from North Conway last night to get back to answer some of these garden questions. And while I was up there, it's about 3 hours north of where I am in Lowell, so I'm about half hour north of Boston. So we're up there in New Hampshire. But one of the things, I was listening to the radio, and they were saying that their strawberry picking time had been delayed to the point where it just started. Now, here in Massachusetts, in Lowell, where I am, about 3 weeks ago, at this point, strawberry picking was in full swing. You know, we were getting towards the end of the season. There's still some out there, but we were full swing 3 weeks ago, whereas the northern part of the country has barely even started. It's a quick window. It's a 2.5-3 week window of the production. But it was just interesting to hear while I was up there that's going on. It's different everywhere, but the 7th of July, strawberries are just starting to get into full color and be able to be picked in northern New Hampshire, Maine. So that was interesting to hear. But it's beautiful up there. The White Mountains are gorgeous. Everything looks really good up there. Full color, the greens out there. Not a lot of dead trees, not a lot of dead shrubs. So the winter did well up there, just a little bit behind. So it was just nice to see some of the mountains and just how beautiful they look. You could just drive through there. Obviously, at this point, at the end of the season where the leaves are turning and the colors, it must be just drop dead gorgeous out there. So just, it was interesting to hear some of these things and how, they're weeks behind different areas. Obviously, we know they're the mountains, but at the same time, it was 95 degrees there the other day. So same thing, temperature-wise, that's going on in the lower part of the New England area and the rest of the country. So I forgot to mention this earlier. Next week, I'm not going to be here. We're going to do a best of show. I have a vacation that I go on every year. We're going to be away for most of this week and part of next. So I won't be here. Unfortunately, what has always happened is I used to be the fill-in for my father when he would go on vacation. Well, my daughters are way too young to be doing the radio when I'm not around. They don't know about plants, although my oldest can tell you what a hosta is, what an astilbe is, what a daylily and a hydrangea. I'll take it. That's a big win for me. They won't be able to fill in for me, so we're going to do a best-of show. Obviously, you know, I don't have anybody yet to answer some of the questions. So you'll hear a best of next week. But don't fret, in 2 weeks we will be back. I'm gonna be up on a trip back in Maine again for a few days. So I won't be around. I just want to throw that out here now. I know earlier Jim had said, why do some people, you know, have some of the replays on different channels? Well, we're going to do a replay on this one because we want to make sure you get some of that good information. We'll replay a recent episode, so we'll get some of that information out there to you guys. So I do apologize in advance, but like I said, my 3.5-year-old isn't strong enough to be doing the whole radio for 4 hours. She could probably talk about, you know, Mickey and Minnie and you know, maybe some Paw Patrol, those types of things. But I don't think that's gonna cut it when you guys have some problems with your lawns and your rhododendrons, etc. So just wanted to give you guys the heads up. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, here's the dirt on potty mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potty Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. Contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potty Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potty Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. On the other side of the break, we'll take more of your calls. We can answer some of the emails that I have. I did want to mention with the emails, if you go to our website at paulparent.com, make sure that you write your email in there correctly. I had a few this past week come back to me. Just a small error. Instead of .com, it said .tom. Tried to fix some of those so they went out. But just take a look at when you write that, because that's how I can reply to you. You know, you can get us on the website at all times. We're going to be right back. I'll catch you on the other side.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Crews are checking out damages to cracked and burned buildings, crumpled roads, leaking water and gas lines, and more infrastructure problems after the largest earthquake Southern California has seen in 20 years. The 7.1 magnitude quake was felt all over most of California and into Nevada and Mexico. Robert Sanders is with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says there's probably more coming.
We expect to see numerous aftershocks continue for the days and weeks following this event, and there is a 10% chance that there will be another event of a similar or larger magnitude as this one, whereas there is a more likely event of a magnitude 6 earthquake, aftershock from the 7.1, and then more magnitude 5s and 4s as the weeks progress.
This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so feel free to give us a call. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right there. Nathan, who's up next?
Leo in Minnesota.
Leo, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
My problem is I've got four John Cabot climbing roses on a fence line in sandy soil, and one of them is blooming beautiful roses. The other three are just bushy and green, but no roses. And I'm wondering if there's something missing in the soil from those other three. They get watered. The watering system just shut off, so they get watered whenever I want to water them. Beautiful and well-developed bushes, about 3 years old, but no roses on three of them.
So,
any idea what might be happening?
Have you, so, you, obviously, I mean, they're probably right near each other. You've already, you know, you're treat them all the same, right?
Yeah.
Why would you do anything different to each one of them?
About four feet apart, and I planted them under a fence, with these fence lines, cedar fence lines.
Okay.
And I also have one in the front yard, and that one's doing fine. That gets a lot more sun.
Okay.
These get sun back here, but not quite as intense, but they get some sunlight most of the day, you know, midday to late afternoon. But the one that's kind of under the edge of a pine tree, just the branches, the tips of the branches, probably 12 feet from the tree, 13 feet from the tree. That one's blossoms just fine, but the other three that are, they won't blossom. They just,
okay.
They leaf out, but they don't blossom.
How old are they? How long have they been there?
Two to three years they've been
okay.
Around.
And when did you prune them this spring?
No. Yes, I did after after I got home in May.
Okay.
I took the dead sticks out of them.
Gotcha.
Obviously not producing anything, but so that's done. And I cut the rose hips off in the fall. I guess that's, I don't know, you can tell me about rose hips. I've heard that they're not, not a value to the rose. I don't know why they produce them.
Well, so it's the rose hips is the plant going to like seed. It's getting its production to the end of the year. All plants, what they want to do is they want to go to seed to reproduce. So the rose hips, that's kind of what it's doing. It's just, that's part of the end of the season for it. You're pruning it at a good time, cleaning them up at a good time. Have you used any type of fertilizer at all?
I have used some rose fertilizer. I don't know exactly what's in it, but I sprinkled that around them. I haven't dug it in. But initially, when I planted them, I put a sulfur product. I put several products in one for roses and some heavy black,
okay,
black dirt. The soil is sand.
Yep.
Drains, very quickly. The water drains away, but I can water many times with the watering system.
Yeah, so I like to see on them, if you can, a deep watering, you said you had the watering system. Maybe watering with a hose, if you could, and letting it sit on there for about a half an hour on each plant a couple times a week. That will help it. What I'd also like to see you do is use, so you use the granular fertilizer in the spring when you get there in May, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Later on in the season, use like a liquid fertilizer, an all-purpose type fertilizer. Neptune's Harvest is a great one. They're out of Gloucester, Massachusetts. I'm sure they can ship to you, or they might have them in that area. But it's a liquid fertilizer that you can use every 2 to 3 weeks on the plant to help push some growth.
Okay.
To really get them established. The other thing that will happen is with some roses and some shrubs in general will actually take about 2 to 3 years, maybe a little bit more, to really establish themselves to get to the point where they want to push that growth a little bit more. I think that could have something to do with it. It's really developing its root system really well and getting that in there, and then it's going to start to produce the blooms in the next few years. But again, I'd like to see you use that rose fertilizer in the spring, but then add a liquid fertilizer. If it's Neptune's Harvest is a great one. It's fish emulsion. It's a combination. What they do is they're actually fishermen, but they use the whole fish. So, they'll cut the fillets and sell the fillets. But then whatever's left, they'll actually make that into a fertilizer because they do have some of those great nutrients from the ocean to mix in. So it's a great company because they use everything, the whole fish, instead of just cutting the fillet and then throwing everything else out.
Specifically request Neptune's rose fertilizer or just their liquid fertilizer?
Any of the Neptune's Harvests will work. They have a fish and seaweed. It's a combination of their. So they, when they first came out, they had a fish fertilizer, then they had a seaweed fertilizer, and then a combination. So I like the combination of the fish and seaweed fertilizer together on the roses. It's a great additive during the season to go with your fertilizer that the granular fertilizer that you used and help push it. But I also think it needs a couple years to really develop. It's in the soil. Most trees and shrubs, their first couple years, they're just feeling around, getting to the right areas, getting those nutrients. But adding that liquid is going to help push some of that growth. You might not see a lot of it this year, but next year you should see some more growth.
Too late in the season to do this fertilizing now?
No, this is a perfect time to do it because all you're doing is helping for the future of that plant. It's definitely going to be worth it.
And taking the rose hips off is a good idea in the fall?
Yeah, if you want, or you could leave them. Really doesn't matter at that point. The other thing, just make sure when you're watering, I know you said you have a sprinkler system. The roses don't like to have water from above. They like it right from the soil. Any of the water sometimes sits on there. Could cause disease, could cause black spot that type of thing.
Okay.
So on the roses, maybe try to not use the sprinkler system and just use the end of a hose. That could be your best way to do it.
Okay.
So, you know, doing that, getting some of the fertilizer on it, I think that's really going to help you.
Any other pruning ideas, pruning tips? Fall's better, spring's better.
Spring is better. Spring is the best because you're getting rid of all the dead, any of that discolored wood that's there. Then you're going to try to get rid of any of the overlapping lateral canes that are on there so that they're not sitting on top of each other competing for sun. You know, you want air to flow through the rows as well. You want the sunlight to hit most of it. You know, and usually it's about a third of a cutback is your best way to do it.
Okay.
You know, you should, at the end of the season, you know, any of the leaves that have fallen, just get rid of them. Don't use them in, like, a compost pile. Just throw them in, you know, your trash. You know, it's at the end of the season as well, putting that mulch around the rows, you know, when the ground starts to freeze. I'm not, seem like you... leave the area during the winter, but before you leave, either put some, you know, straw or mulch or something around the base of the rose to keep it protected for the winter. Those are just a few things to really be doing with it.
Good idea. I'm not going to tell my brother-in-law anything about this. I have a contest with him and he won, and I'm going to try this stuff and he's going to lose next year.
Yeah, let's hope so. Keep us posted.
Well, thank you for the tip. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Leo. Enjoy the rest of your day and good luck.
Okay, we used to listen to your dad. We sure appreciate your carrying it on, you guys. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Are you concerned about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you've been hearing about in the news, which are spreading the Zika and West Nile virus? Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. Mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. If you have biting mosquitoes in your yard, use mosquito beater ready to spray. Just attach the sprayer to your hose and spray your lawn, shrubs, and trees. Do you want to create a fog to get under your deck, around wood piles, or around your shrubbery? Use Bonide's mosquito beater fogger with our fogging liquids. Bonide also offers all natural mosquito beater repellents, which are available in easy to use granules or in ready to spray hose end applicator. Bonide products are family made in America. Find Bonide mosquito beater products at these fine retailers. You can find them at Cohasset Village Greenery in Cohasset, Massachusetts, Garden Factory in Rochester, New York, and at Killeagwe near you in New Hampshire. Or visit Bonide.com to find a retailer near you. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, I got a couple messages in the past couple weeks, and I wanted to pass this along. Next Saturday, there's a couple events in the Massachusetts area. Next Saturday, July 13th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it is rain or shine. That's called A Stroll Through the Gardens of Salem in the Willows. That's being put on by the Salem Garden Club. They're having their biannual garden stroll. Again, that's in July 13th at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can get more information on there if you go to salemgardenclub.com. Again, that's salemgardenclub.com. You can buy tickets there. And it's just, it's about 15 different private gardens that you go on a tour of and see. A gorgeous area in Salem by the Willows, incredible. I used to live in Peabody, so right down the street. The Willows is such a nice little spot to just take a nice walk, enjoy some time there. So that's an event going on in the New England area in Salem. So I wanted to pass that on. Meg McMahon had emailed me the other day, and I wanted to make sure you guys got it. That's something to do next Saturday. And then next Saturday and Sunday, there's a International Lily Show. That's held at the Arnold Arboretum, which is in the Boston area. So it's a Jamaica Plain It's a pretty cool event. All different types of lilies all over the place in the Arnold Arboretum. You can take a look at what they have to offer to see what's going on with their, you know, their lilies. It's a pretty cool event, and it's free and open to the public. So you can take a look at that. They're on Saturday, it's from 9 to 5, and then Sunday, it's 9 a.m. to 3. You can go to the Arnold Arboretum website to get some information. Again, I said that's free and open to the public, and it's going to have different types of lilies all over and some awards, etc. So it's pretty cool. So thank you, Peggy, for sending that to me. I wanted to pass those along to you guys with some information, just some nice events to be going during the summer instead of just, you know, hanging out. Maybe those would be good to see. So our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be going to break here on the other side. We'll get back to more of your questions. And we'll be right back. Catch you on the other side.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, like I said earlier, I came back from North Conway. We went to a place called Storyland in Santa's Village with my kids, and it was funny. At the end, yesterday, we're in the park, and it was... Oh, it's like it was real hot and humid right before a lot of those storms came, you know, kind of passed through. And we were just going around trying to find some cool areas to just cool off. And we found an area where they do, like, live shows. And it was pretty cool. They do a show called Farmer Follies, and it kind of just is for kids. It shows them how plants grow and what they do, and it was really cool just to see it. I look over at my daughter, and she was just like, oh, this is awesome. She just couldn't get enough of it. And being the plant guy I am, I'm watching it. I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And one of the things, you know, obviously I got to pick it out. They said, you know, planting garlic in the spring. And I was like, huh. No, I'm not going to say anything to anybody here. But just knowing that planting garlic in the fall is one of the best times to do it, it just made me chuckle that I'm watching this educational show that the kids are loving. There's a scarecrow dancing around, a guy, and I'm worried about the garlic and that they should be planted in the fall. It was just one of those things. So I just wanted to pass that along. I thought it was pretty funny. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we're talking about We've been talking about different mosquitoes and coming down there, and it's getting into that barbecue season. So one of the products out there is mosquito dunks. I actually just used some in some wheelbarrows that I have here. But as we know, mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, or any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I used one, like I said, the other day. I put one of those. It just looks like a little flat donut. You put in there into the standing water to get rid of that larvae. They do have mosquito bits, which are faster acting, so that's a cool one. So, thinking about the standing water that's there so your barbecue won't get ruined this summer. So, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, again, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to do everything we can to help you out. I did mention a couple of those events next week. Those would be cool, the Lily Show at Arnold Arboretum and the garden tours through the Salem Willows and the area. So you can go to the Salem Garden Club for that. Pretty cool events to be seeing. So I just wanted to pass those on to you guys. I've been talking a lot about different things, but next week I won't be here. Just want to remind you guys, we'll be a best of the show. I'm going on vacation. I'm technically still on vacation. I wanted to come home in between to get on here and talk with you guys, get some of these garden questions answered for you guys. I don't want you guys to have to worry about different things. We've answered some good questions today. Pretty happy with some of the things we've talked about, like Jim in New Hampshire. We talked about the cedar apple rust. That one that is not, out there that people know a lot about. It's something where you don't realize it's on multiple hosts. It's not just on that crab apple or the apple. It's going to be on the crab apple and the juniper that's near it, or the eastern red cedar, which is another juniper, just an upright juniper. And looking for those signs. If you're having rust on the leaves of your crab apple tree, it's something that you're going to be able to see on your junipers as well. It's going to be a gall. I called it like a puffer fish from anybody who's watched Finding Nemo when he's in the tank at the end. The puffer fish gets all, when he gets nervous or excited, he just blows up and has like little spikes on the side of him. That's kind of what it looks like at this point in time. And then later on in the season, it's going to have that alien-looking orange tentacles coming out. So just think about, looking at that, looking for some of those signs and seeing what you can see. We're going to go to a break. On the other side of the hour, we can get back to your calls at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.